Hello, I'm Jamie Guth. Welcome to the TDR Podcast, where you get to hear from people who are using research to fight diseases in low-income countries. We're based at the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland. But this podcast takes us around the world to learn more about the health challenges and the solutions being developed.
No matter where someone is around the world, they can sign up to this massive open online course. And the design of the MOOC allows interaction between the person following the course with other people also following the course, so peer-to-peer learning, and also interaction with mentors who help guide participants through the course.
Today I'm talking to Dermot Maher about a MOOC. No, I didn't say moo. I said MOOC, which stands for a massive open online course. Many universities have developed these courses for traditional classes. They put lectures and slides online and make them available either for a fee or sometimes for free. That training method has now moved to the World Health Organization, which hosts TDR to conduct its research and training. A MOOC has been developed mainly for researchers in low-income countries to learn how to improve healthcare and access to products and services through implementation research. Dermot, tell me a little bit about a MOOC in the TDR environment. I mean, it's something that TDR has never done before. Why would you even consider doing this? What's the value?
I'd like to start by telling a story, perhaps. So in 1992, I went to work as a doctor in Malawi. And there I was treating a lot of people suffering from infectious diseases of poverty. And a friend told me, oh, there's this organization called TDR, based in Geneva in Switzerland, that produces these fantastic training aids that are color photographs in laminated plastic, showing you how to recognize different malaria diagnoses on a blood film, how to recognize different sorts of worm infection in stool samples. And you can just write off and they'll send them to you. I thought, okay, that's great. So I wrote a letter and sent it to Geneva in Switzerland, and they sent back an envelope with these beautiful laminated photographs of different malaria films and different types of eggs of worms. And I thought this was just fantastic. And I always had a very, very good impression of TDR ever since I received those laminated plastic photos that helped me in diagnosing malaria and worm infestations. And then 25 years later, I found myself working in TDR, and I've had the fantastic opportunity and the privilege, in fact, to be able to help develop a massive open online course, in other words, a MOOC, which really represents the same sort of thing that TDR was doing when I benefited from it in Malawi, that is producing very, very valuable training and producing it for free. But the difference now is that it's now in the 21st century. We've moved on from the laminated plastic to a massive open online course. So we're doing training, we're helping to train people in research and in the improved management of people with tropical diseases, infectious diseases of poverty. And instead of using laminated plastic, we've now moved to the computer era, the internet era, and we've developed this massive open online course that we want to help to train people how to do implementation research on infectious diseases of poverty. And this is going to be made widely available to anyone on earth who wants to sign up and complete the course free of charge.
So you don't have to send a letter anymore to get the content.
All you have to do is to sign up on the link on the internet, and Bob's your uncle.
And Bob's your uncle?
Yes. It's an English expression.
Well, I can see where you're from now, if people haven't figured that out by now. So tell me a little bit more about the content. I mean, what implementation research is different than a few photographs of things to be diagnosed. It sounds like a lot more complicated of a process to try to convey and to teach.
Yes. So when we refer to implementation research, we're referring to the process by which we can use the formulation of research questions and objectives, the use of the right research method, the right use of analysis to interpret the findings of research, using that whole research process to answer questions about what are the barriers to delivery of interventions we know are very effective. If we have the right treatment for malaria, the right treatment for schistosomiasis, the right preventive measures like insecticide-treated bed nets to prevent malaria, Those are fantastic interventions that have been developed through years and years of research and development, but they don't walk out of the warehouses and of the factories that have produced them on their own. And there are a number of ways in which we can help to make sure that those interventions become widely available to all the people who could potentially benefit from them. And one of the ways of helping is through implementation research. So this really refers to how we use research questions, research methods, the dissemination of research findings, the translation of research findings from the results of research into practice and policy. How do we use that research approach in answering questions that will enable us to understand much better how people who need these interventions can most effectively, most efficiently, most equitably obtain them?
What is the difference between having a manual that you could download as a PDF or read it as a printed manual, and this massive open online course? What does it add to what is already available?
A manual, of course, represents technology that is 500 years old. It comes from a printing press. And we're now in the era where, in many walks of life, we're not using really the technology of the printing press, we're using the technology of the internet era. And we've moved much more towards the internet technology, away from the printing press technology, because of the advantages of ease of access, of wide provision, and of the element of interaction. So that if I read a manual about how to become an implementation researcher, unless I'm sitting with someone who knows about the topic and I can read something and then ask them directly, there isn't very much interaction in reading a book. But the MOOC is interactive. So the idea is that no matter where someone is around the world, they can sign up to this massive open online course. And the design of the MOOC allows interaction between the person following the course with other people also following the course, so peer-to-peer learning, and also interaction with mentors who help guide participants through the course. So we have something that once it's made available is free. It costs nothing more or less to make it available on the internet once it's developed. We have something that can reach all the corners of the earth which are reached by the internet, which is not all, but nearly all corners of the earth. And we have something that allows interaction between the person following the course and their peers and the mentors who are guiding people through the course.
So you say that this is available anywhere the internet is. Now, one of the concerns that has been, at least in the last 10 years, is the internet getting to all the places where you're trying to reach? I mean, this course was really developed for scientists in low and middle income countries. What are you finding? What are the scientists telling you about access to a course like this?
Yes. Well, in modern life, really, you can't do anything that is modern without the internet. This is a fact of life. And internet access has expanded dramatically in most continents, in all continents, in fact, to the point where anyone who's really actively engaged in research, they must have access to the internet. Now, that ease of access obviously differs in different parts of the world. And the big benefit of the MOOC is that we're massively expanding access compared to how we were trying to ensure access before. Before, we could try to make training materials accessible by arranging training courses. That could reach a very, very small fraction of the total population of people who could potentially benefit from the training courses. With the MOOC, we may not be able to reach everybody, but we can reach a much, much bigger proportion of all of the people who could potentially be interested in and could potentially benefit from this training course. And what we would recommend is that if people don't have immediate access to the internet right where they are, that they can arrange, because the course will run in real time over a certain period of time, to go to a place where they know there is internet access, perhaps with a group of friends, and follow the course together in a place where they know there's good internet access. So they could identify perhaps where an office is or where a commercial place is that makes the internet available with efficiency and effectiveness. And we hope that nearly everyone who could benefit from this course will have access.
So why is there such a need for training and implementation research?
Implementation research is a relatively new field of research. So in other fields of research, there's been work going on for a century, for example, clinical research or epidemiological research. Implementation research, I'd say, is a newer domain of research whereby we want to ask questions about how we can make these wonderful biomedical and other interventions widely available to everyone who could potentially benefit from them. And the imperative is to reach people with this research, because this research will make a difference to how the drugs, the diagnostics, the other interventions such as mosquito nets, policy strategies, how they can really reach people, touch the lives of people, and help to ensure that people all around the world, particularly in the low and middle income countries, can benefit from measures that will really decrease their risk of the infectious disease of poverty. And if they suffer from those infectious diseases of poverty, help to ensure they get the best possible outcome from diagnosis and treatment.
So look ahead, 5 years, 10 years, what are your hopes for this course?
My hope is that the course will stimulate a lot of people to become very much interested in implementation research in general and in implementation research on the infectious disease of poverty in particular. So this won't happen just with one MOOC, but the MOOC will contribute to efforts to try to stimulate people to take up this type of implementation research and to apply it to infectious disease of poverty and to see how this can help to improve the delivery of health interventions by programs to improve people's lives. If we have a satisfactory outcome of using this MOOC, which I expect we will, then I would also anticipate this will stimulate us and other stakeholders in the control of infectious disease of poverty to develop a suite of MOOCs so that we have a modern 21st century range of teaching materials replacing the plastic laminated sheets showing the malaria slides and the eggs of the helminths that I benefited from over 25 years ago.
Excellent. Dermot, thank you very much for your time and for the information about this. We wish TDR the best of luck in this.
Thank you, Jamie.
To find out more about TDR's massive open online course on implementation research, go to their website at www.who.int/TDR. There's a whole range of helpful materials, all free, and developed specifically for low-income countries.